GG boys blows this one out. Two more back squids left. Can they play defense? 8 seconds left. Will the GG boys be your champions? And they get it done. They send the back squids to bed. No story time. And we have our champions of this Splatoon 2 World Championship, the GG boys of Japan.
The Splatoon 2 World Championships hosted by Nintendo at E3 this year were most certainly the pinnacle of competition in Splatoon's lifespan. But where do we go next? Hello there, Inklings, Octolings, and whatever other sea creatures you may identify as. My name is K-Bot, and today I'll be hosting the pilot episode of the Weekly Splat. Today, I'll be talking about the news and happenings in the competitive Splatoon scene since E3 this year. But first, I'll be introducing the newest Splatoon podcast, The Weekly Splat. The Weekly Splat plans to be a weekly podcast that you can listen to no matter what you're doing, whether that be driving, doing some household chores, or maybe even playing some Splatoon yourself. On this podcast, I'll be highlighting news and events that have happened over the past week, as well as looking forward to what's to come in the near future. Hopefully, this will turn into a running chronicle of Splatoon, much like my History of Splatoon essay from the past, where I've written up all the major events of the first few years of the game's lifespan. If you're interested in reminiscing about the past, or if you're curious about the evolution of the competitive community in Splatoon 1, you can find my essay linked below. But be warned, it's over 20 pages. Coming back to this podcast, I hope it'll be mostly factual, but I may insert some of my own opinions and topics in hopes to initiate discussion with some listeners using the tools available on Anchor FM, the primary source of this podcast. I'll be learning how to utilize some of the tools on Anchor along with you all, so pardon me if I get something wrong. In the future, I may be expanding this podcast to including certain guest interviews, maybe some additional data segments and statistics, along with some refined segments and titles for each of them. But for now, I'm just going to kind of roll with whatever I can come up with and be receptive to any feedback given from you, the community. I'm going to attempt to keep this podcast weekly, but as I get started, it may not be a set schedule. For example, I might not be releasing these on Wednesday every week. That said, I do hope to release one of these episodes per week, and you can follow me on Twitter, which I'll have at the end of this, where I'll post the newest episodes of the Weekly Splat. If you wish, you can also subscribe to us on your favorite podcast listening platform. Without any further ado, let's start our first episode. Last Thursday, June 21st, Splatoon players and streamers Sendou, Ezra, Soren, and Dude of Team Olive were signed by Ghost Gaming. Now, this might not seem like that big of a deal to a lot of people, but for those of you who don't know, Ghost Gaming is a massive multi-game esports organization. So how exactly does this impact the rest of us? Well, for Ghost Gaming to pick up Splatoon team is absolutely massive for the amount of exposure that this game can now reach and the amount of more eyes we're going to have on this game. And starting with the Inkstorm Cup coming up, more on that later, I think we'll find a lot more people surging to our game to look for more competitive potential. As an added bonus, Ghost Gaming is also going to be flying out their members to certain lands. So we might not see Set to Destroy X just take every LAN like it's a piece of cake. Now, I'll be discussing some of the things that we've seen in the community recently, and some of the things that are working, some of the things that are really struggling to take off. The sixth season of Leagues Under the Ink just kicked off at the beginning of the week this week. In League, there are over 200 teams competing against teams of their own similar skill levels in each division. Quite honestly, since last season of Ludi, I've become more and more skeptical of Leagues and their role in Splatoon, especially after the Transatlantic Splatoon League didn't quite take off and finish its regular season. To me, these leagues always seem to be so drawn out, and it's a difficult time for teams to stick together and power through. But there's hope. With over 200 teams in the sixth season of Ludi and the dedicated interest that's so far surrounding the league, we've seen teams being brought together in ways we haven't seen in a decently long time. What remains to be seen, though, is how many of those teams will continue through the six-week-long session. Here's to hoping for the best. While we're on the topic of Ludi, here's the teams that will be placed into the top division, Division X. In Group A, we have, and I apologize if I butcher these things, I'm going to say that pronunciation is not my best, not my strong suit. We have Ametisaru, there's one, Kraken Paradise, Chikara, Oblivion, Orcs Esports Black, and Team Upgrade. And in Group B, we have the aforementioned Ghost Gaming, Saikai, Bonanza Brothers, Resin, Phantom, a team spawned from Haikai and Quantum, and Prophecy. Best of luck to all the teams, all of these teams, and all the other teams competing in the other divisions of Ludi this season. Black and Spoon, hosted by Ink TV, has had a massively successful fourth season this month in both their Splat Zones tournament and their Rainmaker tournament last week, each boasting over 40 entrants. Why is 40 entrants such a big deal for a weekly tournament? Well, first of all, the time zone and the time selected for this tournament isn't necessarily what one would think as peak times for a tournament to be. But each of these tournaments have hosted a prize pool put up by donators, starting with the Season 3 Clan Blitz tournament of 30 teams. So not only has BNS developed a community around it on Thursday evenings in North America, but it's also done a decent job of cultivating a prize pool based off of donations. On the flip side, a handful of other bi-weekly tournaments have started to offer pay-to-play, low-risk environments to very limited success, unfortunately. Game Set Match, organizers of the Long Island Splat Series and the Beacon Major, have started their GSM Elite Series, which offers a $20 buy-in fee where teams who place in the top 75% of entrants get half their fee back, and teams who place in the top half of entrants get their full entrance fees back. All in all, it's a relatively low-risk environment, especially when compared to other majors that have offered buy-in tournaments before. But this tournament hasn't been gaining a whole lot of entrance and traction for the amount that the GSM crew has been pushing and advertising this event, as the beta run of the tournament 3 weeks ago received only 5 entrants, and the first event in the series, the first formal event of the series, I should say, last Saturday, only had one more entrant with 6 total. The longstanding group over at Swift Second Saturdays have also tried to incorporate this idea in their next tournament, SSS 10, coming this Saturday. But so far, they've only received one entrant. The real kicker with the Swift Second Saturday formula is that the entrance fee per team is only $5. A lot of people in the community recognize this new pay-in model as a way of the future, but only very few teams seem interested. Personally, in my opinion, if you want to play in a tournament, $5 seems like a very small price to play. That's only $1.25 per person. If your team isn't interested in playing, but you are, go try to find some other players that are interested and enter yourself. So, what do you think about the current formats being tried in the community, especially considering the new low-risk pay-to-play format? Let me know by submitting a voice message on Anchor. Bye. And now, it's time to discuss one of probably the biggest announcements in the past week, the unveiling of the Inkstorm Cup. For those of you that don't know, Inkstorm has been a longtime staple major of the Splatoon community hosted by Endgame TV, with the most recent iteration before now being Inkstorm Plus last August, over 10 months ago. Last Saturday, Endgame TV announced Inkstorm Cup, their next major, which is planned for July 14th and July 15th. But why is this so important, you might ask? Well, the top two teams at the end of these 2 days will punch their ticket to the fourth iteration of the Platinum Cup in Japan on August 4th. In the past, the Platinum Cup featured a single elimination bracket with four of the best teams from Japan and four of the best teams from the West. For the first time ever, the event is being hosted as a LAN, which is an in-person event, in Tokyo, and will feature two teams that qualify via the Inkstorm Cup and two teams that qualify in the current Splat Japan League, featuring many of the top teams in Japan right now. Even if you don't think you've got what it takes to compete with the best of the best to get to Tokyo, I'd highly encourage you to sign up and be a part of what is the potential to be one of the largest Splatoon events to date. You can find more information about the Inkstorm Cup linked below this podcast. If you don't have a team right now, you should definitely stay tuned to Endgame TV and tune into the stream on July 14th and July 15th. Their productions are always top-notch. We'll be covering more of the Inkstorm Cup in future episodes, especially as we get closer and closer to the event, which is nearly 3 weeks away at this point. With that, I think we're done here. Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of The Weekly Splat. If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and follow me on Twitter for consistent updates at kbot_273. If you have any feedback, feel free to message me on there as well. Everything that's been talked about today will be linked in the podcast description below, so if you're interested to find out more on anything I've talked about today, check those out. If you're looking for consistent Twitter updates on the competitive Splatoon throughout your week, check out IcaFeed, the Twitter account dedicated to keeping track of all things Western competitive Splatoon. Don't forget, you can make an appearance on next week's episode by chiming in on the low-risk pay-to-play environments using the Anchor service. If you're interested in being on this show for longer than just a minute, I'm looking for guests to have on future episodes. Please message me on Twitter or Discord if you're interested. Thanks again for listening, Cephalopods, and happy splatting.